This is Big F and Joe, and you're listening to the Memphis Continental Wrestling Podcast. Without Memphis, there'd be no hardcore, and obviously we all know where that leads. Live your best life, die your best death.
You know, I've been in this industry for a long, long time. And you know, I got my start right there in Memphis, Tennessee. So what better person than to give a little intro to the only podcast in the UK that specifically talks about Memphis wrestling? That's right. We're talking about Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Folks, sit back, grab you a cup of hot tea. Hope you enjoy it. Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast.
Got a doggone good-looking show lined up.
This is the future, baby, and Jimmy Hart's here. You're not in the same caliber as I am.
Who's the greatest wrestler in the world, and why am I?
You're acting like a hoodlum now. Come on, quit it.
Ho! What do you hear? What do you say? Hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to the studios of the Old Bakery as we get ready to give you another exciting week here on the UK's number one and only Memphis Wrestling-related podcast. This is episode 153 of the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. I am, as always, your host, Mr. Luke Jennings, hoping the podcast finds you fine and dandy. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro, to hit the subscribe button here on our home, the Place to Be Wrestling Network, home of great shows such as Who's Next with This Ring, PTB Weekend Special, PTBN's Main Event, Nation Invasion, Highway to the Impact Zone, the Monday Night Project, Hamburg All-Stars, and many other great shows brought to you on a near daily basis. You can follow the network on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. Don't forget to hit follow our sister network, the North-South Connection, again available on all good podcast suppliers, bringing you such great shows as New Gen on a Mission, Wrestling Warzone, The Jenny Position, A La Cat with Keithy, Kronoso, Extreme Three-Way Dance, and many other great shows covering a whole plethora of topics on a near daily basis. You can follow the network on Twitter at NoSoPodNetwork. You can also find them on YouTube. Just search North South Connection and you will find those. As they have some video only podcasts and some video and audio podcasts. So go and give them a watch and a listen and a like and a share and a whatever you do. Subscribe, and also subscribe to our channel, youtube.com/@MemphisCast. Allows you to watch a whole gambit of wrestling. You can join the over 1,100 subscribers we have over there. We're doing a good job over there. They've got some good videos, so go and give it a like and a share and a subscribe. youtube.com/@MemphisCast. ProWrestlingTees.com/MemphisCast gets you some merchandise. patreon.com/MemphisCast gets you some extra content. Please visit whenitwascool.com for podcasts, articles, and much more on retro pop culture, comics, wrestling, movies, TV, toys, history, and more. This week we're covering the 16th of June, 1984. Last week we covered the 9th of June, where we saw a fired up Tommy Rich, a rude profile, and a whole lot of promos. This week we're going to be having some more action because the video is an hour long, so it's going to be great. So before we head down to ringside, let's see what's been happening around the rest of the wrestling world this week. On the 10th of June 1984 in Orlando, Florida, superstar Billy Graham defeated Billy Jack Haynes to win the NWA Florida title. Also on the 10th in AEWA, St. Paul, Minnesota, Kurt Hennig defeated Steve Regal. Not that one. Dusty Rhodes defeated Larry Zbysko. The Fabulous Ones defeated Roger Kirby and Chris Markoff. The Crusher battled Nick Bockwinkel to a draw. King Kong Bruiser Brody defeated Steve O. Abdullah the Butcher and Jerry Blackwell defeated Baron Von Raschke and Blackjack Lanza. Jerry Blackwell won a battle royal. Also on the 10th in Shizuku, Japan, WWF champion Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. Hulk Hogan, Adrian the Dodge, and Dick Murdoch defeated Antonio Inoki, Seiji Sakaguchi, and Osama Kido. On the 11th of June here in Memphis, there is a show in the Mid-South Coliseum headlined by Rick Rude defeating Jerry Lawler to win the Southern title. That will probably feature on this week's show. What else happened on that card? June the 11th. Have I got any results? The Animal defeated Rick McCord. Scott Shannon defeated Maso Ito, so it's a new guy coming in. The PYTs defeated New Generation. Dutch Mantel defeated Porkchop Cash. Austin Idol went to a no contest with Jim Neidhart. The New Fabulous Ones defeated The Spoiler and Phil Hickerson. Again, we may have more. We may have more information about that this week. Also on the 11th, New Japan are continuing their tour. This time, Hulk Hogan teams with the Masked Superstar, and they go to a no contest with Riki Choshu and Mr. Saito. On the 12th. Again, the New Japan in Toyohashi, Japan. Hulk Hogan, Adrian Adonis, and Dick Murdoch teaming up to defeat Antonio Inoki, Tatsumi Fujinami, and Yoshiaki Fujiwara. 13th of June 1984, WWF have got a show in White Plains, New York, in the Westchester County Civic Center. 5,500. Witness Ron Shaw defeating Tony Colone. Rocky Johnson fighting David Schultz to a draw. Big John Studd defeating Ivan Koloff by countout. Ivan Putski. Bobo Brazil defeated Greg Valentine by disqualification. Buzz Sawyer and Tiger Chung Lee defeated Tony Guerrero and Jose Luis Rivera. Olé. Also on the 13th, again, Hogan, Adonis and the Masked Superstar teaming up this time to face Mr. Saito, Higo Hamaguchi and Riki Choshu. 14th of June 1984, there is a big show in the Sumo Hall in Tokyo, Japan for New Japan Pro Wrestling. 13,000 are witnessing, amongst others, John Quinn and Otto Vance from over here in the UK and Europe, defeating Osamu Kido and Yoshiaki Fujiwara. Andre the Giant and the Masked Superstar defeating Seiji Sakaguchi and Tatsumi Fujinami. Yoshiaki Yatsu, Masa Saito and Riki Choshu defeating Ken Patera, Adrian Adonis and Dick Merrick. And the main event is Antonio Inoki defeating Hulk Hogan via countout to win the IWGP title. 15th of June, AWA got a show in Denver, Colorado. The Crusher and Baron Von Raschke defeat Abdullah the Butcher and Sheik Adnan Al-Kaisi. Bruiser Brody defeats Steve-O. Nick Bockwinkel defeats Blackjack Lanz. And then finally, on the 16th, we've got a busy day on the 16th here. Is that a Saturday? It must be Saturday because wrestling's on. But there's a Madison Square Garden card. 16th of June, San Antonio, Texas. Bobby Jaggers defeats Killer Tim Brooks to win the Southwest Heavyweight title. Mid-South have got a show in the Superdome in New Orleans. 20,800 witness Junkyard Dog defeating Butch Reed in a ghetto street fight. Buddy Landell defeats Sonny King. North American champion Magnum TA defeats Ted DiBiase in a no disqualification match. Terry Taylor defeats Khrushchev for the Mid-South TV title. Chris Adams and Stella Mae French defeat Jimmy Garvin and Precious. Princess Victoria and Velvet McIntyre defeat Peggy Lee and Wendy Richter. Mr. Wrestling 3 defeats Mr. Wrestling 2 in a no disqualification match. The Midnight Express defeat the Rock and Roll Express in a no disqualification match. And finally, WWF got a show in Madison Square Garden, which is usually always Mondays. But I don't know what's going on. And then some other sport is happening. 26,092 witness Sergeant Slaughter defeating the Iron Sheik in a boot camp match. Andre the Giant defeats David Schultz. Greg Valentine defeats Intercontinental Champion Tito Santana by countout. Returning from Japan, Dick Murdoch and Adrian Adonis battling the Samoans to a no contest. Bob Orton Jr. defeating Jay Strongbow. Paul Orndorff defeating Salvatore Palomo. Mad Dog Vachon defeating Steve Lombardi. Jesse Ventura defeating SD Jones. George Steele defeating Jose Luis Rivera. Don Morocco defeating Tony Guerrero. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is that. So without further ado, let's head down to Lance and Dave and see what we've got as we cover the 16th of June 1984 in episode 153 of the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the score by now. Please enjoy.
Golly, I'll tell you, they got good reason to be hollering and screaming, too, with what we've got coming up today. Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell and Dave Brown right along ringside, and we're ready to go with one of the premier championship wrestling programs we have ever had.
Oh, today we are going to have the international heavyweight title on the line right here. First time ever that belt's been on the line on championship wrestling, and we are going to have it on the line here today. The Oriental Connection from Osaka, Japan will be in here going against Universal Heartthrob himself, Austin Idol, for the International Heavyweight title today.
By golly, I'll tell you, that expiration of time standby match right there is one that would be main event anywhere in the country, much less right here today.
Absolutely, a standby match that's an eight-man tag team match. Listen to the people that are in it. On one side of the ring, you will have Jim Neidhart, the Anvil, Phil Hickerson, the Spoiler and the Nightmare all together, and then on the other side of the ring, it's the New Generation, Mark Batten and Johnny Wilhoit, and Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert, all in the eight-man tag team match.
Oh, and as if that is not enough, my friend, let me tell you what else. Stan and Steve are coming back, and we're going to have something on them. All of that today on Championship Wrestling. Be back in a moment.
So we've got a heavyweight title match, Austin Arnold versus the Oriental Connection, whoever that is. We've also got a standby match, and we've also got Stephen Stan coming back. I don't know how that's going to work when the old Fabs and the new Fabs are in the same company, because obviously the new Fabs are faces and the old Fabs are faces, and I don't know how any of this is going to work. I don't know how, if they're here, oh, for fuck's sake, fucking cage match. I don't know when they come back, how long they're back for. Let me just have a quick look-see-loo. Cage match can be a pain in the butt sometimes, so they're here. This is the June. Hold on. Bear with, ladies and gentlemen, bear with. So, where are we? The 16th of June. So, they are back. They are back on the 18th. So, they're back this coming Monday. At the minute, they're in AWA. So they're wrestling in Memphis on the 18th of June. Then they're wrestling in Memphis on the 25th of June. Then they're wrestling in Memphis on the 9th of July. Then the 23rd of July. Then the 30th of July. Then the 27th of August, then the 8th of October, then the 22nd and 23rd of October, then they're back in AWA, and then they are back the 3rd of December, and then they are back full time from the 27th of January. We do not see them on television until the 2nd of March, 1985. But I'd imagine there's probably going to be promos here. There'll be videos, I guess. And we make the times they're in Memphis. They're on a Monday, so they're in the Mid-South Coliseum. So we may see footage of them from upcoming. We may see them from footage of upcoming Mid-South shows, but they're not going to be on telly till next year, so March. So we're in time, where are we, June? We're not going to see them on telly till for 9 months, so the end of in real life we won't probably see them till like the end of 2023, in about 9 months time. But I guess we're going to be getting videos, I guess promos maybe, from when they're in and out of Memphis. But at the minute they're in AWA. There's obviously no real interaction. From what I've seen, there's no real interaction of them with the new Fabs. I don't know how long the new Fabs last, actually. Hold on. Bear with, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing this live. We are doing this live. So, go back to cage match. Let's do Tommy Rich. Tommy Rich. 5.66 on cage match rating. Tommy Rich. No. So I don't know how long the new Fabs will last. I know Eddie becomes a heel soon. Something happens. I don't know. Oh dear. So the new Fabs are still a tag team. So they seem to stop tagging pretty soon, actually. We're pretty much near the end of the new Fabs. They stopped teaming by the 30th of July. 2nd of July. Yeah, 30th of July. And then, sorry, 7th of August. 7th of August. My birthday. Not in 1984, too. They team up for the last time. And then they seem to be feuding. So something obviously occurs for them to split up. So we're pretty much around that. So we'll be seeing that in a couple of weeks, maybe. So, yeah, so that's, there's no interaction at all between the old Fabs and the new Fabs. But, yeah, that's me rambling on. Let's get back down to the action.
Jerry Calhoun, and as soon as his opponent gets here, we are going to be getting things underway today with the opening match on Championship Wrestling. With Jimmy Hart with Lance here.
No, I'm pleased. Right. Who gives you the right? I'm not griping, I'm telling you like it is. Who gives you the right to put a match on TV in front of all these freeloading people right over here and do this type thing? This match can book around the Coliseums all over and it make a lot of money for me and a lot of money for Austin Idol. I am his manager, and you are Eddie. See, this is Eddie Martin trying to get the right. I'm telling you, that's what it's all about. So when we come back on live, I want you to tell these people, and you can tell Eddie Martin and everybody, the match is not going
to
be on.
We are back on live right now. We're right now talking to the people, and you've already told him your story about your money.
Here's what Lance and I were talking about was simply as this, is that we don't know the credentials right now of the Oriental connection. We don't know who he is. We don't know anything about him. So the point I'm trying to make is this: until we check it in and be sure that the necessary papers have been signed, there will be no championship match today with Austin Idol. I am managing Austin Idol, and nobody talked to me about this. And so until they do, the match is postponed.
What happened to all of the worry about the money and the fact that we can't sell tickets to these people?
Let me say this. The point I'm trying to make, Russell, is this. Nobody consulted me. See, this is Eddie Marlin. This is Eddie Marlin trying to pull a quick one.
It's booked.
Austin, look what Eddie Marlin's trying to do on TV today.
What are you doing out here?
I'm representing you. What I'm trying, do you hear what they're trying to do? They're trying to put an Oriental Connection match against you for the International Championship belt on TV today, Austin.
Jimmy, what you're doing is you're making a fool of yourself. Now, Lance, the match is going to stand just like I signed for it. We are going to have an International Heavyweight title match here, and that is definite. I want you to realize that.
My man.
You're not prepared. Let me talk to you about it. You're not prepared.
Sorry about that, Jimmy. We are going to have the match. Okay.
Hey, Lance, you know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. You know, I got something I want to say.
Now, wait, Chuck, we got a match coming up.
Wait a minute, but I want to say this first. Lance, you know what I'm saying? I've been here a long time, right?
Yep.
But, you know, this morning and today is the greatest day of my life. I know you heard that before, right?
Yes, I have heard
you heard that before, right?
No.
But you never heard it from me, right?
No.
Okay. You know, I got something I want to lay on the people. And I'm going to lay it on you straight and forward. You know, I can wrestle. You see me wrestle.
I know you.
You knew I could wrestle, right?
Certainly.
Okay.
Never said you couldn't.
But you know, about a couple days ago, I had a dream. And in the dream, my mother was in the dream. And my mother deceased. And I don't know about a lot of people, but I believe in dreams. I hope you believe in them. You know, in the dream, it seemed like it was real, Lance. My mother came to me and said, son, you headed down the wrong road. Said, if you don't change soon, something bad gonna happen to you. You know, and I started thinking, and I think hard. But you know one thing, Lance? After today, I'm no longer in the first family. Me and Jimmy Hart don't have nothing in common.
You're out of the family?
I'm out of the first family. Because, like I say, my mother told me, son, you got to get on the right road. And this morning, Lance, I'm going to try to get on the right road. I have no more dealing with Jimmy Hart. Me and Jimmy Hart are through. I mean through, but through.
Well, that's
Jimmy
the
Hart,
right start.
Let me tell you, Jimmy Hart is snaking the grass. You know, when I was in the first family, Jimmy Hart ride my back worse than he ride anybody back. But Lance, let me tell you, the monkey's off my back now. And I guarantee you, I will keep him off my back.
Hey,
started off, I'm gonna show you this morning that I can wrestle right there in this ring, right now, Lance.
Okay,
that's all
partner,
I know.
Go to it. I hope you are serious. Well, David, let's see if we can get started in the ring.
All right, let's do it. This is going to be a one fall, 15-minute time limit match from Memphis, Tennessee, 216 pounds, Jim Jameson, and from Washington, D.C. at 234, Pork Chop Cash. One fall, 15-minute time limit. Jerry Calhoun is the referee.
We've got singles action. We've got a newly faced Pork Chop Cash going against Jim Jameson. Pork Chop Cash, black trunks, white boots. Jim Jameson, black trunks, white boots. Pork Chop Cash rolling Jim Jameson around the ring. Green ropes. blue canvas, standing room only here in the WMC studios. Jerry Calhoun, black top, grey trousers. Both men up to the feet, Colin over top, go behind by Porkchop, take down by Porkchop. Ride and Jim Jamerson on the mat. I don't think I spoil anything by telling you what's going to be happening, because this is 40 years old. Anyone can go and look at the results, so I just try and see what's going to be happening in the future. I now know what's going to happen, but I don't know how it's going to happen. So, you know, we all know how things, you know, we all know that Paul Orndorff turned on Hulk Hogan, but we don't necessarily know how it happened. So when you watch it, it's a surprise. So, you know what I mean? I don't think I'm spoiling anything. There's a small baby in the crowd. There's a lady in the front row with maybe a 1 or 2 year old sat on her lap watching the wrestling. She's fixated on the wrestling there. That young mum. Well, she's not a young mum, but there's a few other small children in the crowd. Male, female, black, white. They're all here to watch the wrestling. What did Dave say the other week? A 4 month waiting list for the fucking tickets is absolutely absurd. One count by Porkchop. Got a choke of. No, he's got some sort of body scissor on Jim Jamerson. Jim Jamerson escapes. Takedown again by Porkchop. One. Porkchop can wrestle. We've seen it before. I think a few times when he was in the ring, he would wrestle the guys to the ground and stuff. Small package. One, two, three. Porkchop cash with a win in a 2 minute match. Not really any offensive wrestling. Just a sort of a lot of takedown and working the guy on the mat kind of thing. So, newly turned Porkchop cash, the winner.
You can see right now. He hooks a leg, moves under, takes Jamerson over. There's a count of 1, 2, and Porkchop cash. Successful in getting that one down and getting Jim Jamerson for a 3 count in there. Good win for Porkchop. By golly, I tell you, most vibrant names around in a long time. Stan and Steve, the original fans. They're coming back, and by golly, I want you to take a look at something we've got on them. They're always good to look at.
So we've got a music video here. Obviously, we've got a lot of footage of the Fabulous Ones here in Memphis when they were here last year. From what I've heard, there was a bit of a falling out between them and Jerry Lawler about money. Jerry Lawler wasn't happy. I know they. I think the Fabs weren't happy about being in the mid card, but getting a lot more reaction to the top guys and not getting the reward. I think, but obviously, then the Fabs were probably getting a lot more gimmick table money, and there was a lot of. I think there's a sort of miscommunication, but like a disagreement about money, I think, is what I've heard in the past, which is why the Fabs left, went to AWA, but obviously they're coming back, and then next year they're back, most of 85, I think. You can hear some of that over at the Regional Wrestling Podcast with Ray Russell and Gene Jackson. They're talking 85 Memphis over on the WrestleCopia Network. Here we've got this little music video. Steve and Stan coming back. I would imagine we'll probably be seeing more of this, and then as and when they're in the area, we'll probably see footage from their matches and maybe have like little promos about them. So yeah, good times are had here with the Fabulous Ones being back. I do believe John Mayer McCoy. Call. He's got a podcast out, a very successful podcast out, and he, I think he had Stephen Stan on the podcast a few weeks ago, I believe. They're both very much alive. I think they're on the convention scene. They do that kind of stuff. Still very popular with fans, obviously. Steve, if people don't remember Steve from this time, they remember him as Skinner. And then if they don't remember Stan from this time, they remember him as part of the Midnight Express with Bobby Eaton. And then Heavenly Bodies in Smokey and WWF as an analysis slash commentator in 95. So they're still very generational, as some of these guys are in this period.
This guy, as so many of them, is a master of the martial arts, and he is just one very, very tough gentleman. Let's take a look at some of this stuff with the Oriental Connection. He'll be out here in a moment.
Watashi wa Hokkaido, America no wrestler, minna, inu, Nihonjin no hito wa minna, Nihonjin no wrestler wa zettai.
So we've seen a video package of the Oriental Connection. We have seen him. We haven't seen him before, I don't think. Masaito, his ring name. Where did he come from? We did find out a little while ago. He's been in Mid-South Wrestling, Houston Wrestling, and then he makes his way here to Memphis. He's been wrestling since 1971.
And there he is with his assistant, that is Masio Ito.
Masio Ito, the Oriental Connection. So he's here until September, then he goes off to CGW, whatever that is. What is CWG? Championship Wrestling from Georgia. He goes to there after this, and then retires. He finishes wrestling by the end of the year, so he's had a good career. He's got a manager here, though, a gentleman in camouflage, very similar to like a Kim Chi looking individual. But Mr. Masaito is wearing those traditional wooden sandals that like Tojo Yamamoto would wear. He's waiting for Austin Idol to enter the ringside area.
About what he does, and we hope that he will get an opportunity to do it here in just a moment. Mm-hmm. If we can, let me see if we can spur things on here just a bit. Referee Jerry Calhoun is up there waiting, and the challenger and his attendant waiting. As we are looking for the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. First time we've had an International Heavyweight Championship match right here on our championship wrestling. And we were delighted in talking to Eddie that we got this one booked for television. In addition to that, we have standby action. Dave mentioned a little bit earlier in the event you missed it. You missed a bunch. Yeah, let me tap it again. New Generation, joined by Wildfire Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert.
Should be a super match, and that's...
I don't know where Austin Idol is, whether or not he's backstage playing cards with Taker. Well, what's going on here? A lot of just standing around. And here comes Austin Idol, finally. Finally gets himself out of the shitter. Dropping a fucking deuce.
For the delay, Lance.
Okay, thank you, Austin.
He's just dropping a deuce.
We are ready for the official introductions, Dave.
This is an international heavyweight title match. Introducing the challenger, at 253 pounds from Osaka, Japan, Masaito, the Oriental Connection. And the champion from Las Vegas, Nevada, 242 pounds, the universal heartthrob, Austin Idol. A match for the international heavyweight title. One fall, 60 minutes will be the time limit.
So for the first time ever, we've got an international heavyweight title match here on the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Messer Ito, black and red three-quarter trunks, no boots. Going to be against Austin Idol, the champion, green tights, white boots. This geezer on the outside who's limping about, taking his seat. Messer Ito doing his ceremonial salt throwing in the corners.
Exactly what's happening. I think it's pretty obvious so far on today's program.
Bowing to the crowd, doing his little sumo pose in the corner. We are underway, both in circle. Calling over top. Ito pushing Idol into the ropes and smashes him into the back. Some knife edge chops there. Some. Kung Fu shot to the throat of Austin Idol. Crowd are already getting behind Austin. Oh, double chops to the neck by Ito. Ito picks up Idol and slams him down. Ito with a fallen chop to the head of Idol. Kicking away now with those bare feet to the head of Idol. Picks up Idol. Oh. Shot to the face, jab, I think, to the throat. Knife edge chop against the ropes. Holy moly.
Lots of chops, lots of motion with the feet.
You can hear those chops, Ric Flair-esque. Irish hit by Ito. Chop down goes Idol. Picks up Idol again. And slams him down. Ito in full control of this match. And four. Oh no, Austin Idol got out of the way of the chop. Austin Idol got out of the way. Kick by Idol. Right hand by Idol. Down goes Ito. Right hand. Down goes Ito. Austin Idol. And again, third time. Knocks down the Japanese. The Oriental Connection. Masa Ito picks him up. Slams him down with ease. I think Ito's maybe got a slight weight advantage over Idol. Idol picks him up, but he's picking him up with pure ease. Goes to the corner. Drops an elbow. Doesn't go for the cover, though. Doesn't go for the cover. Picks up Ito, big right hand, knocks him down. Champion now in control. Picks up Ito again and slams him down. Now going to the leg, but the handler on the outside distracts Austin Idol. Austin Idol is distracted. Oh, knee to the back by Ito. The handler now on the outside. Oh, smashes nunchucks over the head of Austin Idol. Austin Idol is motionless now on the fucking floor. Good lord. Austin Idol looks like he's been shot. Looks like he's been whacked on the outside.
The referee now in count. He was over there with the connection. Saw none of it. Oh, don't tell me. Austin.
A count out.
Boy, I'll tell you the count out in there. Referee Jerry Calhoun confirms it, a 10 count on Austin Idol.
Austin Idol has been counted out and he has lost the title. Masa Ito is the brand new international heavyweight champion. Austin Idol has not moved since getting hit by those, I think, nunchucks by the handler. Here comes Dutch Mantel now to get Ito out of the way. And Lawler. Lance has come over as well to have a look at something. Austin Idol has not moved. He's motionless. Look, he's been whacked by fucking Bobby Bacala. We have a brand new international heavyweight champion, Masa Ito. By count out, strangely enough, but it's what it is.
Dutch and the King trying to help Austin Idol back, checking him out here. I tell you what, why don't we... All right, yeah, let's take a look at what happened here at the end of the match. You can see there's Austin reaching for that corner assistant. The Oriental Express, Masa Ito dumped him right on out of the ring, and look. Watch him. nail him with those things. Bam. Austin hits the floor, and that's where he remained until just moments ago when Dutch Mantel and Jerry Lawler helped him to his feet and back to the dressing room. But we have a new international heavyweight champion. In spite of what just happened, you saw the count out, and the belt has changed hands.
See about Austin. His head was really busting and bleeding.
Okay. I tell you what, let's take a break. We'll be back with more championship wrestling action for you in just a moment. You know, not only did the Universal Heartthrob lose his international title here just moments ago on Championship Wrestling, if it weren't bad enough, last Monday night, the Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis, Tennessee, Jerry Lawler, the King, lost his heavyweight championship belt. I think, let's take a look right now at what happened after that match. Lawler against Rick Rude.
Comes in the ring.
So, we've seen footage of Lawler versus Rude this past Monday. Angel has just come in the ring and broken up the pin. Referee's distracted. Double axe to the back of the head by Rude. Goes to cover Lawler. Referee's now being pushed around by Lawler. One, two, three. Rick Rude wins. Rick Rude wins and celebrates in the middle of the ring with Jim Neidhart and Angel. Brand new AWA Southern Heavyweight Champion Rick Rude. Lawler is motioning about being trunks being pulled and everything else. But the referee is now handing the belt over to Rick Rude. And Randy Hales is calling the result in the stadium. In the Coliseum. Jim Neidhart hands the belt to Rude. Rude celebrates with Angel and Jim Neidhart. Crowd not happy. Oh, Lawler smashes Rude down. Smashes Anvil down. Angel gets out of the ring. Lawler now working over Neidhart and Rude. Oh, Angel now in the ring with a chair. Angel with a chair. Oh, on the head of Lawler, but Lawler no sells it. Angel now left in the ring by herself. Oh, good Lord. Oh, good Lord, Jerry Lawler just... No, the crowd are going absolutely bananas for fucking female fucking abuse. Lawler just absolutely decked the fuck out of Angel. And the crowd are going bananas. 1984, ladies and gentlemen. A grown man beats up a woman and they cheer. Now it's 2-on-1. Rude and Neidhart pummeling the crap out of Lawler. Neidhart holding his arms and Rude is just absolutely blatantly beating Lawler. Rake in his eyes. Here comes here comes Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert now. Angel has not moved. Good Lord, she is down. Tommy Rich and Austin Idol taking away Neidhart and Rude. Here comes Coco. Coco's on the second rope. Coco comes down. Coco grabs the chair, smashes it over the back of Lawler. PYT's now double teaming Lawler. The new Fabs are working over Rude and Neidhart. Angel has not moved. No one is going over a checker. 1984, ladies and gentlemen. No one gave a fuck. Double pile driver now by the PYTs on Lawler. Spike pile driver. We didn't get to see it because we're too busy looking at Gilbert and Rude. Austin Art. PYTs. Oh! Coco with a fist strip off the top rope. Again, no one at Neidhart goes to pick up Angel. Neidhart, the knight in shining armour. But Tommy Rich is still following Jim Neidhart. He doesn't care about Angel. No one does. Rude tries to pick her up now. Rude picks her up finally and takes her down the aisleway. Good Lord, absolute scenes here again, ladies and gentlemen, in the Mid-South Coliseum. While the PYTs in the ring are absolutely destroying Jerry Lawler with pile drivers and fist drops and chairs and you name it, they are doing it. Good Lord, they're now... Oh, throat first into the back of the chair. Good Lord, Jerry Lawler. New Fabs now come in with chairs. Chasing off the PYTs. Whew, daddy.
Well, you saw what happened after the match was over. That is, after Rick Rude had been declared the winner. And now the holder of the Southern Heavyweight Championship belt, a belt that many all around the wrestling area consider and have considered for years to be almost Lawler's, since he has held it for so long, for so many of those years. But Rick Rude did, in fact, win the belt from him. The new Southern Heavyweight Champion had some comments he wanted to make, and this is what we received from Rick Rude.
Lawler, I told you I was going to take that strap from you, and I did it. Now I've got something else to tell you, and you better listen up, and listen up real good. You don't touch anything.
As Rude is doing this promo, he's in a bedroom sitting on the bed of Angel, who's laying in bed. She's got a big bandage around, like underneath her chin, over her head, and she's got a massive black eye.
You stay away from all my possessions, Jerry Lawler. But you see, you weren't bright enough to get that through your head. I'm going to have to beat it into you. Take a look at what you've done. She's no good to me anymore. I've got to send her home. But I'm going to be staying right here because I've got business to take care of with you, Jerry Lawler. You can get anyone in the world to hide behind. I don't care how big they are. I don't care how bad they are, because I'm going to knock them down to get to you, Jerry Lawler. I've got a lesson to teach you, and nobody's going to keep me from it. When I'm done with you, Lawler, if you walk down the street and see a $100 bill laying there, you won't pick it up because you'll think it might be mine. If a beautiful woman runs up to you and throws her arms all over you, you'll turn and run away, Jerry Lawler, because you'll think she might be my lady. And if you ever dream you touch anything of mine again, you wake up in the morning and you'll send me special delivery, a signed apology. Jerry Lawler, it's already been done. There's nothing you can do to change it. And I'm just telling you the way that it's gonna be.
Well, that's the action. Make your day. Make your plans to be right down there at the Coliseum. We'll be looking forward to seeing you right there on what is going to be Dynamite Night. Boy, I love it.
Look out, girls. Get in my way. I'll knock your brains out. Oh, wait a minute.
He tried to knock yours out with a chair.
Let me just say, you know, looking back on that film, I'm not going to say that that's the... I'm proud of that punch, but it was a pretty good shot, wasn't it?
It was a pretty good shot, I'll say.
Let me just say something here before I get going, and before I get to talking about Rick Rude. I want to tell the people to kind of explain about how this match came about. Now, you showed on the film there how, you know, when I was taking care, pretty good care of Rude and Neidhart, but then the PYT Express, this Norvell and Coco, they had to come and stick their nose in where it didn't belong. Well, after the match, of course, I wanted a return match with Rick Rude. I wanted to get a shot at getting my title back. I went to Eddie Marlin. He goes to Rick Rude, and he says, oh, no. Rick Rude says he don't want no more of you for 30 days. He's going to make you wait the entire 30 days to get a title shot. So I said, okay, make it a non-title match. Just get me back in the ring with Rick Rude. Now, you all heard how bad Rude wants me. Well, Eddie Marlin comes back and says he don't want you in any kind of match for 30 days, any kind of single match. So I said, well, let's do this. Get the PYT, get those two jerks, and put them in there with Rude, and I'll get me a couple of partners. And I first went to Tommy and Eddie, which you saw. They came in and fought their heart outs and helped me when those guys had me down. And they agreed to be my partner against those three. But then Hickerson and the Spoiler comes in, and they say, no, wait a minute.
Southern Tag.
They're signed in a Southern Tag title match. If they don't wrestle us, then we get the tag titles. So I told Tommy and Eddie, look, fellas, I don't want you guys to forfeit the titles for that match. So I'll find me some more partners. So that's when I got on the telephone. That's right.
Call a couple of guys who everybody's been wanting to see back here, and believe me, nobody's more happy to see them back than I am, because they're going to be in my corner, and we got a few words right now from Steve and Stan. Let's listen to that. Can we do that?
Yeah, boy.
Now, for you great wrestling fans down in Memphis, I want to bring in one of the most...
Ew, Ken Resnick. If you listen to OVP, you'll understand that joke.
San Francisco, Las Vegas, Denver,
Boston.
You know them, Stan Lane, Steve Kern, the fabulous ones in the AWA, and they remain undefeated to this point, Stan.
Well, thank you very much, Ken, for that illustrious introduction. But let me say this. I don't think the people in Memphis need an introduction because they know exactly who we are. They know because, brother, it all started there. And although we're going to all the major cities now, you mentioned them before, Vegas, Frisco, the list goes on and on. Although we're busy, we're booked months in advance, we're never too busy to come back to our home. It all started for the fabulous ones right there in Memphis, Tennessee. And, brother, we haven't forgotten that. And don't you forget that we hadn't forgotten it, because we appreciate it. And just the other day, my telephone rang. A good friend of mine called Jerry the King Lawler and said, "Guys, I need some help." Well, brother, you've got it. The first thing we did was call the airlines. We're booked, and we're going to be there, and we can't wait. Right, Steve?
Steve, the reason for this call, if you will.
Well, apparently this PYT and Rick Rude jumped on our buddy down there, Jerry Lawler. And in doing so, we don't really have any beef with any of them. But if they've got something to do with Lawler, then they've got something to do with the Fabs. And I'd like to clear something up right now. A lot of people are wondering why the Fabs left the area. Well, I'll say this. We love Jackie Fargo, and we love the fans in Memphis, Tennessee. But for us to sit back there and wait for all the top contenders, all the top tag team title holders all over the world to come in there, we might have been there forever. We needed to get out and test our ability. We needed to get out and see just exactly how good we're doing. And we got out, and we're testing it, and we're finding out. We're so far undefeated. And we're coming back to Memphis. And I want to say another little thing. If Rick Rude, if you bring that angel down there, your little valet, if I can remember right, the last time we wrestled, I gave her a nice kiss. Well, if you bring her down there again, you're not only going to get beat, but you might lose her. We might bring her back with us because we could sure use somebody to wash the dishes up here.
Fans in Memphis, get ready. The fabulous ones are indeed coming home.
No place like home.
Well, apparently they didn't hear exactly what happened after the match. As Rick Rude said, I don't think they would want to take her back the way she looks right now. Now, let me tell you something, Rude. You talk about who I can hide behind. Well, brother, I'm not going to be doing any hiding. You're going to know exactly where I am, because when I step in that ring down there Monday night, I'm going to be looking dead at you, brother. And you can try to hide behind the stinking PYT Express all you want to, but it's not going to do you any good. Stan and Steve are going to be there to take care of them. And Rude, I am coming after you, brother. And I am going to give you a butt kicking that you won't ever forget. I promise you that. And when I get through with you after Monday night, you can tell Angel to just slide over a little bit, brother, because you're going to be laying in that bed right beside her. I can promise you that.
Hey! Thomas, and we'll be looking forward to be kept. Coming up Monday night, when you've seen Lawler joined by the original Fab going against the PYT and Rick Rude. All of that and all the other action will be right there for you. We're going to take time out. Be back in just a moment. We've got some standby matches. With a match that'll have the PYT Express going in against the tag team. That will feature Dutch Mantel. One moment. Caught around a chair here. Here we are. Yeah, we got a match coming up here in just a moment, but Jerry and Austin Idol...
Yes. I realize that we got a match coming up, and I realize that I'm taking up some time that I shouldn't be, but I got a little problem here that I want to get out in the open and possibly have these people here to help me with, and, you know, I got a lot of important matches coming up. We got a lot of important matches coming up. As it's no secret probably to anybody that Austin and I have formed a very successful team in the past. I think one of the best in the country. And we've gone to Atlanta and wrestled in Atlanta at the Omni. We've wrestled in Baltimore. We've wrestled in Cleveland, all over the country. And our main opponents have been the Road Warriors. And these guys have the national tag team titles. And it's no secret that he and I would love to win those titles. And we got a big match coming up in Memphis with the Road Warriors, just a short time away. And my problem is this. I don't think that there is any way in the world that Austin and I are going to be able to beat the Road Warriors and win the tag team titles, the national tag team titles, as long as he has Jimmy Hart in our corner. Now, everybody knows how I feel about Jimmy Hart, but apparently Austin has been able to get along with him, or he thinks he's been able to get along with him. But what I'm trying to tell you, Austin, is, and what I think that the people here will agree with me about, is that Jimmy Hart is and always has been a loser, and anybody that associates with Jimmy Hart is a loser. And you're standing here right now as a testimony to that fact, because Austin, Jimmy Hart, who is supposedly your manager, was not at ringside when you just lost your international title. And the Oriental Connection had a manager who I've got some suspicions, and I think you people probably got some suspicions about who that guy is. I think there's probably a good reason why Jimmy Hart was not in your corner. Now, what is it going to take, Austin, for you to realize that we can't win and you're not going to be able to win as long as you associate with Jimmy Hart? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, I guess you have your own opinion, and I have my own opinion too. And maybe at this point in time, Jerry, you're letting your personal hatred interfere with me and Hart's association. Could that possibly be?
Yeah, well, I guess it is possible. Sure, I hate Jimmy Hart. It's no secret about that. I'm not going to make any bones about that. But the fact is that if he's going to be in your corner in that big match, then he's going to have to be in my corner, and I don't want him there. And we're not going to win with him there. That's all I'm trying to make you realize. Do you people think that we're going to have a chance with Jimmy Hart in our corner? All right.
Hey, this is none of my business, Austin, but you're a friend of mine, Jerry, you're a friend of mine. Y'all got a much bigger stake in this than I've got. But I'm going to say one thing. You know, Hart is a loser, like you said. Do you remember the film I told you about?
I'm just fixing to tell him. I've got it. Wait, don't talk anymore. Let's just listen for a minute. I want to prove something to you. I try to tell you first, now I'm going to have to show you some proof. Now, you had a match with Jimmy Hart in your corner. This just only take a second. We got about 15 seconds of video here. You watch this. You lost the match, and it was Jimmy Hart's fault, and I'm going to prove it to you right now. Watch this piece of video right here.
And Hart jumps up on the second rope. We've seen Hart do this a million times. Not Hart. Oh, no. Not Hart out of the way. And Idol was caught with...
Footage of Neidhart versus Austin Idol.
That's obvious that he did that on purpose. He had time to move out of the, he had time to stop and throw the cane away or anything. I think that the whole thing, Austin, could be a plot. He may be working with Neidhart. The whole thing, this whole thing could be a big conspiracy for Hart to worm himself into our camp, right? Am I right?
Let me say one thing. Poor Chop Cash just come out here, and he's finished with Jimmy Hart. And you know why?
Yeah,
hey, we were in the first family together, Austin. We was in the original first family. And you know how he was then? I know how he was then. Let me tell you one thing. Enemies you watch out for, because they can't hurt you because you're watching for them. It's the friends you got to watch out for. They can stick it to you all day long. You see what I'm talking about? You know,
I'd like to make just a quick reference to that film, that tape we just saw, guys. You know, I viewed that over myself a couple of times too. You know, and I really feel that Jimmy Hart would have had to be a Superman to be able to change direction in midair, Jerry. Now, seriously. Now, why don't you think about this objectively and leave your personal hatred out of it?
Why don't you listen to the people over here, and they're trying to tell you to wise up. Jimmy Hart is nothing but a snake in the grass. He did that on purpose. Where is Jimmy Hart? Why did he desert you on your mat?
I'm sorry.
Where have you been?
I'll tell you where I was, but I don't want to tell it on TV. I don't want to say anything on TV now where I was. Please, it's embarrassing.
Where have you been, Hart?
It's embarrassing. I don't want to say anything. Just let me tell you later. Please let me tell you later.
I want to know where you were during my match just a little while ago. Tell me right now. I want to know where you were during my match just a few moments ago. I want to know right now. Tell me right now.
Let me whisper to you.
Oh, what?
Diarrhea?
That's right. I had diarrhea.
What?
Diarrhea?
Okay.
I had diarrhea. I was in the bathroom a while ago. I had diarrhea and I couldn't come to ringside. That's exactly what happened.
Give me a
hey, break. You're laughing. Look at that. That's right. You laugh. You laugh, Walter.
Wait a minute. I don't think.
Hold it. Diarrhea, that's exactly what happened.
I don't think you people heard where Hart said he was. He said that he had diarrhea.
Oh, hey, come
on. I had diarrhea and I was in the bathroom back there. Let me ask you something. You laugh. What's the matter, Lotter? Are you royalty? You're not human like anybody else. You've never had diarrhea and you've never been on the John in the back and can't make an appointment or anything else. Is that it? Is that it?
The only diarrhea you ever had is diarrhea of the mouth, and you know that's true. You're just such a liar. It's pathetic,
Let
man.
Let me tell you something, baby. I was sick. I was sick. My stomach is killing me right now, and you know it, right? I'm telling you, man, I had diarrhea, and that's why I wasn't out here. But look at you, King. You laugh. Go ahead. You laugh, baby. What's the matter? You're not human. That's right. You've never been sick before in your life. Is that it?
Austin, all I can say is... We've had some stupid wrestlers. We've had some ignorant wrestlers like Joe LaDuke. We've had some crazy wrestlers. But you got to be stupider than all of them put together if you're going to sit here and believe that story that he just told right there. That's what I got to tell you right there.
Now, you wait a minute right there.
Wait a minute. No,
you don't call me.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. I believe that you're jealous of Austin Idol. Look, you're so vain, you didn't wear your T-shirt out here. But King Lawler, you are jealous because he's more popular than you are, and he's got me at ringside, and you've always been jealous of me. Let me ask you a question. Rick Rude has got 30 days, baby, before you get another title shot. Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah,
come on, speak up. Right. You lost your voice. Is that
knows.
Right? Huh?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, good. Well, let me tell you something, buddy. If that's good and you're such a friend of his, then why don't you step down and the first shot after 30 days, let Austin Idol step in there and have the title shot against Rick Rude for the Southern belt. Now, will you give him a shot for the belt?
Do you understand what he's doing?
I didn't ask you that.
I know you didn't. I know you didn't ask me that. Can't you see what he's doing? He's trying to change the subject. He's trying to get the point going in a different direction and take it off himself. He's trying to cause dissension between you and I. And the whole truth of the matter is, Hart, you deserted the man. You caused him to lose the match with Neidhart, and you're the cause of him to lose this match right here because you weren't in his corner.
Answer my question. I don't hear you. Will you step down and give him a title shot? The first shot?
We're not talking about the Southern title. We're talking about his international title that he just lost.
I'm talking about the Southern. Tell me. Come on, Jay. No, wait. Listen to me right now. In front of 500,000 homes. No, I won't. Did you hear that? No, he won't. No, he won't. He won't. Your friend, Lawler, will not give you. Let me ask you something else. What happened 6 weeks ago, 7, 8 weeks ago, when Jerry Jarrett came out here and he said there'll be no more interfering in the ring if you know you were fined $1,000? What did Jerry Lawler say when you asked him, Russell, when you said, Lawler, do you like anybody enough to interfere for $1,000? What did he say? Tell me. Go ahead. No, don't stop. Tell me.
Hey, come on, Jerry.
Wait a minute.
You just shut up a minute,
don't
Jimmy.
Don't tell me to shut up.
Well, I want to listen this time now. I've got a few words in here, too, now. Now, Jerry, you and I are friends, and you may very well be right. But then again, on the other side of the coin, you may very well just be wrong. Now hear me out for a second. Now wait a second. It just so happens that Jimmy Hart traveled with me yesterday to a town that I wrestled in. To that town, and on the way back to the town, from the town, he complained about stomach cramps or stomach pain. Now, Hart has helped me try to fight Neidhart, which is true, Lance. He's tried to help me fight the Spoiler, which is true. As a matter of fact, he even came down and tried to assist Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert. All I'm saying is what if, just what if he did have a problem which caused him to miss the match? Just what if? Is it possible?
I don't think it's possible.
No, I sure don't.
I know how we can settle this thing.
All right.
I know how we can settle this thing. I've got a return clause in my contract for my international heavyweight title. I can exercise that just about any time I want to exercise it, whether it's a week from now or a month from now. Well, I want to exercise it right now. I want to exercise it today. And Hart, you listen to me. I want Eddie Marlin. You've got a lot of pull around here, Jerry. Let's face it. You've got some pull. I want you to exercise all your clout and all your pull with Eddie Marlin, the promoter. and let's get him to sign a return international heavyweight title match right here today on this television program. And Jimmy Hart, you, listen to me, Hart, you are going to...
Look.
You are going to...
go somewhere, Hart?
You're going to...
go somewhere?
Come here, Hart. Hart, come around here for a minute. Hart, in the meantime, you're going to stay by my side. We're going to go to that dressing room. We're going to wait for word from Eddie Marlin. You are not to leave my side until we come back out for the return heavyweight match, where you will be in my corner. You understand me? You stay by my side until we get back to the ring right now. Come on. I want you to go talk to Eddie Marlin right now, Lola.
All I can tell you right now is, if you keep him by your side till this match takes place, then the Oriental Connection won't have a manager, because I got a sneaky suspicion that these two jerks are one and the same. So you hang on to him, and I'll go talk to
we'll
him.
We'll find out whether you're right or wrong. You're going to stay with me.
We still got Austin buttonhole of Jimmy over there, Dutch and Jerry. Let's take a break. And we may have another match, Austin Idol match, but let's just take a break right now. We'll be back in just a moment.
Dutch Mantel, Pat Hutchinson in the ring, and here come the PYT Express. Hulk Hogan and Norvell Austin stepping up onto the ring apron. This match is going to be one fall, 15-minute time limit. Total weight, 444 pounds from Memphis, Tennessee. Pat Hutchinson and his partner from Oil Trough, Texas. Dutch Mantel going against him at 437 pounds. From Memphis, Tennessee, Norvell Austin. And from Union City, Tennessee, Coco Ware, the PYT Express. One fall, 15-minute time limit. The referee, Jerry Calhoun.
We have Backlash and PYT is going up against the unlikely team of Dutch Mantel and Pat Hutchinson. Dutch Starfish team, black singlet, black boots. Coco Starfish team, purple and red singlet, white boots. Big back over by Coco. Down goes Dutch. Big headbutt by Coco. Spoiler and Phil Hickerson now at ringside. Well, now at the commentary station. Big back barge by Coco. Down goes Dutch. Oh, clobber forearm by Coco. Stumping away on the Dutchman. Picks him up, tags in Norvell. Purple and red tights, gold boots. Slam by Coco, elbow drop by Norvell. Kicking away at Dutch, tag into Coco. Big slam by Norvell. Coco's in. Oh, lovely elbow drop.
Want to know? They want me to sit out here with you. You know, I sat out here with Dave last week, right?
Big slam by Coco, tags in Norvell. Oh, misses the elbow. Dutch is up. Kick by Dutch, punch to Coco by Dutch. Kick by Dutch. Grabs PYT's double noggin knocker. Dutch now Irish whips Norvell. Oh, hook and clothesline. Big right hand to Dutch. Sorry, by Dutch to Coco. Coco's on the outside. Dutch follows him on the outside. Coco's now rolled back in. Dutch follows him in. Irish whip now by Dutch. Okay, now hook and clothesline. This time on Coco. Goes for the cover. Oh, but Norvell comes in and breaks the pin. Tag into Pat Hutchinson. Black tights, black boots. Oh, kick by Pat. Side headlock by Pat. Side headlock. Takedown by Pat. Holy moly. Pat up again with a side headlock. Shove off by Coco. Oh, shove by Coco. Knee to the back by Norvell. Tagging to Norvell. Stumping and clobbering away by Norvell. Oh, backbreaker by Norvell on Pat. Elbow drop. Tagging to Coco. Norvell not getting paid by the minute, that's for sure. Oh, big right hand knocks down Pat. Coco picks up Pat, rams him into the top turnbuckle, tags in Norvell. Norvell now. Oh, double chop. Down goes Pat. Coco goes and eggs on there. Double-handed blast and Mantel run back out by the referee. Oh, big pile driver by the PYTs, by the referee's back. Dutch comes in and starts attacking the PYTs. Dutch wailing away on the PYTs after that spike pile driver on his tag team partner. PYTs now double teaming. Dutch is on the move. Dutch is on the move. Move and punch. Dutch is doing. Dutch is now in trouble. Double team there by the PYTs, catching Dutch Mantel. Joey Calhoun trying to get the PYTs out. Just one on one. Coco's in there now, ducks down Dutch. Coco now well in the way on Dutch with some punches and some kicks. Norvell's now in. Joey Calhoun's got no control of this match whatsoever. Is Dutch bleeding? Not sure. I think Dutch might be bleeding. Oh, swing a neck breaker by Coco. I think he's the legal man. Joey Calhoun's got no idea who the legal man is. No, Dutch isn't bleeding now. Coco's choking him now. Norvell back in, stomping away. Right in the eyes of Dutch Mantel. Crowd chanting, "We want Lawler." Knee to the back. Oh, sorry, knee to the gut by Norvell. Big right hand in the corner. Porkchop Cash coming in to save Dutch Mantel. Porkchop Cash has seen enough. Referee calls for the bell. Dutch Mantel has been disqualified, I would imagine. But Porkchop Cash wailing away on the PYTs. Big right hand. Knocks down Coco. Norvell's seen enough and he goes on the outside. Porkchop Cash in the middle of the ring. Juking and jiving. Shaking and baking. Crowd loving it. Porkchop Cash coming in and saving Dutch Mantel.
And I want you to know, we don't thank you for coming. Yeah, that's what you call loyalty to somebody, at least.
Just about set to go. Standby match coming up. Eight-man tag team action. We are going to have quite a match here, let me tell you. We've been looking forward to this one for some time. Eight of them in there, four on either side of the ring, and just moments from now they should begin arriving here at ringside, and we will be just about set to go. First, though, this promoter Eddie Marlin and the King.
Lance, I was back there talking to Mr. Ito about the match. I was talking about the return match right here today.
Turn around, Ed. You got your back to 10 million people.
Well, Jerry, for crying out loud. Let me get out here and hear what the man's saying.
I don't want the return match right here today. I talked to Ito, and he refused. Just flatly refused. Yeah. So I can't force him to wrestle in the match today, but I can change the card and give Austin his return match Monday night.
Let me ask you a question, though. Now, Ito doesn't speak too much English, does he?
No, it's hard to understand what he's saying.
Well, what about his little guy in a little suit? Isn't that an interpreter or manager or something like that? Did you talk to him?
No.
Was he back there?
I didn't see him.
So what you're saying is, now, Austin Idol grabbed Jimmy Hart and has got him with him, but there was no little manager with the Oriental Connection?
I didn't see one, dude.
Case closed, what I say, huh? I'll tell you one thing. We'll find out Monday night if they both, you know, if only one of them has a manager, we'll know the story, right?
So you are going to book the international return on Monday night?
Yes, sir. It will be.
Okay. Thank you, Eddie.
What a day.
It sure has been anything but boring.
It has been an interesting day. So not over yet.
Hey, no, I was going to say. Let's ring the bell and see what happens.
Man.
Who knows? Superman 3 may come flying down and take on Darth Vader.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh? Oh, I can. I was really hoping kind of. Okay, we'll do that.
Sure.
Let's see. Okay. All right, we're ready for action. That's what we do. We'll review the Memphis card in a month. I do want to remind you, though, that in addition to the six-man with Lawler, Steve Kerr, and Stan Lane against PYT and Rick Rude, the Southern Tag title match with Rich and Gilbert defending against Hickerson and the Spoiler, New Generation against Savage and his brother, Leap and Lanny Poffo, add in there also an international heavyweight championship match with Austin Idol challenging the current holder, the Oriental Connection. We'll have time, I hope, and we'll give you the entire card again. We have in the ring the Anvil with his Oakland Raider helmet on. Nightmare number one, Hickerson and the Spoiler. And here comes New Generation. Tommy Ridge, Eddie Gilbert. Whale of a team.
Yeah.
Wow. Boy, Eddie is really beat up, too. I was talking to him back here in the dressing room. And from that last soiree that they had with Hickerson and the Spoiler, that turned out to be just a real mess. Eddie's still bearing a lot of the harsh of it, but he's right in there today with Rich Gilbert, Art Batt, Johnny Wilhoit, Spoiler, Hickerson, Nightmare Number One, and Jim the Anvil Neidhart, referee Jerry Calhoun. Okay, Davey, let's go ahead and see if we can get the introduction.
Okay, I think they may start as we're talking here, and that's okay. A total weight is 1,011 pounds over on the left side of the ring. From Reno, Nevada, Jim Neidhart. From Jackson, Tennessee, Phil Hickerson. From parts unknown, the Spoiler, and also from parts unknown, the Nightmare. On the other side, you've got the New Generation, Mark Batten and Johnny Wilhoit, and Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert. That's Hickerson with a right hand. He nailed Eddie Gilbert across the forehead. As Lance mentioned, Eddie Gilbert still wearing the bandages. Result of a...
So we've got expiration of time, eight-man tag, Jim Neidhart, Phil Hickerson, the Spoiler, and the Nightmare going against New Generation of Brad... Johnny Wilhoit and Brad Batten against the New Fabulous Ones, Eddie Gilbert and Tommy Rich. Phil Hickerson starting for his team. Blue Trunks, White Boots going against Eddie Gilbert. Blue Trunks, White Boots. Tommy Rich now in. Blue Trunks, White Boots. Blue Tights, White Boots, sorry. Phil Hickerson's had enough and he's going outside. Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert got some... Eddie Gilbert definitely has got a big old bandage on his forehead. By the sounds of it, from what Lance was saying, a bloodbath occurred this past Monday. Jim Neidhart now in. Black tights, white boots. Jim Neidhart not happy with the crowd chanting. Both from a circle calling no tie up. Side headlock by Tommy. Shove off by Neidhart. Shoulder tackle. Down goes Jim Neidhart. Good lord. Side headlock again by Tommy. Tag into Mark Batten. Sorry, Mark Batten. He had a brother called Brad. He is wearing green tights, gold boots. Yeah, I think they're white boots with like gold trim over the top of them. Crowd behind the Batten man.
Mark Batten being cheered on by the fans as he's got the headlock on.
Side headlock still by Batten. Jim Neidhart picks him up. Oh, inverted atomic drop. Tag into the Nightmare. Gold and black tights, black boots, gold mask. Imagine this is probably Ken Wayne or Danny Davis or something like that one. Kick out by Batten after a slam. Corner Irish whip now by the Nightmare. Hip. Oh, big back elbow takes down Mark Batten. Tags in the Spoiler. Black and red mask, black and red singlet, black boots. Irish whip. Big back body drop by the Spoiler. This is Frank Morrell. What his name is, the Angel. Hickerson back in, smashing Mark Batten in the back. Mark Batten looking for a tag but can't get one. Phil Hickerson drags him down by the hair. Jim Neidhart shouting abuse at the opponents. Irish whip now by Phil Hickerson. Big back elbow, down goes Mark Batten. Phil Hickerson picks up Batten, picks him up again and slams him down. Mark Batten still looking for that tag, but Phil Hickerson gets the tag to the big anvil, the big Rano. Jim Neidhart now in, clobbering away Mark Batten to the front, to the back, to the side, you name it. Jim Neidhart is clobbering it. Oh, and again, tagging at the Spoiler. Neidhart's holding Batten before he leaves the ring. Irish whip now by the Spoiler. Back go, oh, big back, big chop there by the Spoiler. Picks up Mark Batten, tags in the Nightmare. Oh, Nightmare now working over the midsection. Mark Batten fighting out, fighting back, through the legs, gets attacked, Tommy Rich is in, Tommy Rich, wildfire, Tommy Rich is in, and he's working over all four of the opponents of the heel team. Irish whips the Nightmare, Luthes press, 1, 2, 3, Tommy Rich with the overhead pin, Tommy Rich with the pin, this first pin of this Exploration of Time match, the winners of the first fall, the New Fabs and the New Generation.
Tommy Rich. Let's take a look at it. Tommy Rich pressed the Nightmare shoulders down to the mat. There he is, into the rope.
As he comes off of there, you'll see Tommy fly into the air, press him down to the mat, the shoulders down, and his partners jump into the ring.
I feel like sticking your fucking cock and balls in another man's face for the 1-2-3.
Over. Hickerson, Neidhart, the Nightmare, and the Spoiler most unhappy about it, but it isn't going to do them any good to be unhappy. They have lost the first fall to Tommy Rich, Eddie Gilbert, and the new generation, Mark Batten and Johnny Wilhoit. We're going to check the time, see if we have time to get a second fall underway. Back with you in a moment. Whole game. By golly, we have had one today. I got to tell you, we've had a bunch of action. Hey, thank you very much. We thought so, too. It wasn't exactly what we thought, but we really have had an interesting situation. I kind of am sorry that we didn't right here get a chance to see the confrontation with Hart and the attendant of the Oriental Connection and all of that. But Monday night, maybe we'll get an opportunity. See if you can find Tommy and Eddie. I want to get into the entire card. If we can get them out here. And I'll run over the card after I've talked to Tommy and Eddie about their Southern Tag Team Championship. They're going to be defending with the titles on the line against Tickerson and the Spoiler. And this week, the belts go up in the air, gentlemen. They will be up for grabs. Somebody will have them.
That's right, Lance. You know, you correct me if I'm wrong. Last week, when Phil Hickerson was out here talking, he made a statement that winning was everything, that winning a match meant more than anything in this world. But, you know, Tuesday morning, I would have to argue that fact a little bit when I woke up. Because Monday night, Tommy Rich and myself won the match. It was the thrill of victory. It was everything you'd ever want. But after the match was over, I'm hurt more emotionally and mentally than I am physically. And I know that's kind of hard to believe right now the way I'm standing here. But, you know, Phil Hickerson came out here, and first he started by punching my brother out right here on TV. Then last week, after winning the match, he, in other words, just beat me and Tommy's brains out, him and the Spoiler, after the match, because we just let our guards down, and they jumped us. Well, in order for us to get a return match with these guys, we had to put our pride and joy up, these Southern Tag Team titles, because there's more teams here that deserve a title shot than they do. But we want them, and we want them bad. And I made a promise out here last week, and I still remember that promise. I didn't say it was going to happen last Monday. I'm not going to say it's going to happen this Monday, but it will happen. And I make one other promise. This Monday, whatever the outcome, whatever happens, we are going to be standing and not laying this week.
All right. Listen, sometimes you got to put those belts up for bait to get a hold of guys you want.
Yes, you know, Lance, just Eddie pretty well covered the whole thing. You know, he says what's got to be said. But Hickerson, Spoiler, we wouldn't put these belts on the line if we didn't think we could whip you here in Memphis, brother.
I'll tell you one thing. You're going to see one whale of a fight when it gets down to that. Dave, as long as we're on that, before we start reviewing the show, let me just move in here with a comment or two about Monday night and review it, because we have had some confusion with the addition of a match in there. 8 o'clock is the bell time, and no increase in price. It's going to be a dynamite of a night of action with Rick McCord, Porkchop Cash, in the opening bout.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. They start to run down the card, but then it stops. So we have just watched 16th of June 1984. That was quite good, actually. The brawls and the whatever, the fallouts from different matches and everything. It was a very exciting afternoon we've just covered. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your continued support. Thank you very much for listening each week. Thank you very much if you've liked the video over on our YouTube channel. We've got 11, 12, 1300 subscribers, so that's great news. There's a link in the description, as always, to watch the video. Don't forget to join us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro, and to follow us here on the Place to Be Wrestling Network. You can also like and share and follow and listen and share and download and everything from our friends from Our Vantage Point, Acid Wash Memories, Greetings from Allentown, Book in the Territory, And yeah, that's about it. Obviously, there's other retro wrestling podcasts out there which you may be able to find a purpose for and enjoy. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you to the fine folk of Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you very much to Lance Russell, Dave Brown, and Jerry Jarrett. And until next time.
When it's spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the windmill keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. Of mine, like the wind keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam, share these tulips from Amsterdam.